It's a comedy by Gaetano Donizetti, who also wrote Lucia de Lammermoor and Lucrezia Borgia and The Elixir of Love. And it was his last great opera. It was his last great comedy. And Don Pasquale is about an old man who doesn't have any heirs. And he's trying to have an heir. And if his dopey nephew can't get married, he's going to get married. And he looks to get married. An old friend fixes him up with a very young girl, but it's a joke. It's a trick on him. He thinks he's going to marry a girl one quarter his age, and they play a trick on him, and that's what the comedy comes from.
And this time around for this season, you are actually doing Saturday evening show, which really wasn't part of your programs in the past. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we always had the ability to do Saturday. It was just that when you're doing grand opera like Il Trovatore or La Boheme, you can't ask your singers to sing three shows in a row and within a 24-hour period. It's just too much to ask for an opera singer. But this opera lends itself to having, it's a smaller cast, and the singing is not so bombastic. So we're able to do it. The singers have all agreed to it. And we wanted to see what happened with the Saturday opera. We wanted to see what happens with our audience.
What music sound should we hear and listen for?
There are beautiful, beautiful high moments for the tenor, for each of the voice categories. My character, I'm singing Don Pasquale, so I'm the lead character. And this is another reason why we chose to do it. I chose to do it. I have never sung a lead in my own production, my own opera. I sang this role in Hawaii last year. And it's in my head, and I can do it, and I don't have to bring anybody else into town and pay a lot of money to bring another singer in. So, but I would say as far as what's familiar, I don't think there are any familiar hits from Don Pasquale that you're going to be humming, but certainly you're going to hear a lot of beautiful singing, and there's fun, upbeat music. That shouldn't be a deterrent to coming to see the opera.
What are, if any, the challenges for you then in putting on this particular piece? As you said, it's a little different. It's not as aggressive for the group. But
comedy is harder than drama. It's always harder. There's more components to making comedy work than there is to make drama work, because a lot of times you can just rely on the score and the gravitas of the singers making drama work. But for comedy, there are gigs, shtick, gimmicks, pratfalls, things like that. I mean, this is kind of a very out there sort of a comedy effort for this show. No holds barred. We've got a acoustic guitarist who might serenade somebody in the audience. It's all part of the open periods of the score where there is an opening for interpretation. We're also setting it in the vaudeville days. We're not setting it in the 1800s. So the vaudeville era itself is going to lend itself to a different kind of comedy.
And what about the leading lady? Who should we look for?
She's coming up from San Juan, Puerto Rico. She's a Puerto Rican soprano that went to my school, the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia. And the AVA, Academy of Vocal Arts, is known for producing some of the best singers in the world. So, but I'm biased, of course, since it's my alma mater. But when I heard that she was available and that she just did this role in Santa Barbara for Santa Barbara Opera a couple months ago, I said, good, I want a girl who has sung it, who's not going to come here trying to remember it or has never done it before. I try to bring cast members into town who have done the shows many times so that we don't have to, because we only have a two-week rehearsal period. So it helps if everybody knows their roles cold, so we can just dive right into the staging and go nuts. This is a role for a high lyric soprano. She's got a lot of firepower. The role, the girl, she goes from being very coquettish to being a tough battle axe in the second half, because she shows her true colors. I mean, she's manipulating Pasquale in order to get the man she wants, and she's spending his money. When she's first going to marry him, he thinks she's like a nun. So the voice and the singing is very different in the first half. She's all sweet and proper, and then all of a sudden she lets loose in the second half, and she's unstoppable.
Well, Valerian Raminski, thank you so much for coming, and we will see you on stage as Don Pasquale.
Oh, thank you for having me here.